Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for
Rivalry Radio!
Rivalry Radio.
Welcome to Everything Indie Wrestling on Rivalry Radio. I'm Scott Brown, and I thank you for listening. If you could, make sure to go check us out on Facebook. Our group is also called Everything Indie Wrestling. My guest today, his name is Gregory Huddle, and he's a promoter and wrestler from Spokane, Washington. We'll be discussing his upcoming show titled Hardcore Hangover and Indie Wrestling in Spokane and around the world. But first, I'd like you to go check out 7kmetals.com/rivalryenterprises. They provide a better way to purchase precious metals. Through their membership, you have immediate access to at-cost pricing on gold and silver, U.S. Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, premium or generic bullion bars, and more. So go check them out at 7kmetals.com/rivalryenterprises. And right now I'm going to bring on our guest. Like I said, his name's Gregory Huddle. Are you there, Gregory?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there. Not too much to complain about yourself.
Me too. I appreciate you coming on the show with us. Let's jump right into it. I kind of wanted you to tell us about your company, Huddle Entertainment Services. And give us any information you can, websites, social media, that type of thing, so that our listeners can check you out online.
All right. Sounds good, sir. So basically, my name is Gregory Huddle. I started up Huddle Entertainment Services last year. We started out as, you know, just helping out one of our local promotions here in town for professional wrestling, because that's where my heart's always been at. And I kind of ventured off into stand-up comedy, electronic dance music, and a few other things. But right now we're pretty much putting our focus back into the professional wrestling game and trying to help out a couple of the promotions here on the eastern side of the Cascades and help them get rolling and make them competitors in the Pacific Northwest wrestling scene. If you want to check out more information on us, you can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/ Huddle, HUDDLEENT. That's Huddle ENT on Facebook. We post all of our updates on there. If you want to know about us, feel free to message us. We help out with weddings, birthdays, anything like that. We'll help you with wrestling, stand up comedy, inspirational speakers. We have some contacts for different ways to help you guys out as far as events and everything else.
Excellent. And how did you get into wrestling?
I got into wrestling. It's kind of a long, long story. Started when I was a kid. I mean, my dad and my grandfather used to set us in front of the TV on Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays, Wednesdays, whenever wrestling was on. And, of course, that was in the early 90s with WCW, which we were big WCW fans, being from the South. I grew up in Virginia. but the bug bit me as a kid, and I never fit in with the jocks or the sports guys or athletes in school. So wrestling was always my backfall. You know, it was my outlet. I could sit there and I could watch it, and it would grasp me to where I could escape reality for a couple hours on TV. And as I got older and older, you know, I kind of grew away from wrestling for a while, from my teenage years. And then around 2012, I moved out here to Washington State, and I started looking at professional wrestling in the area and found Spokane Anarchy Wrestling, which was at the time a backyard promotion. And they were doing shows here in Spokane at Peaceful Valley Community Center in a baseball diamond. And I joined up with them. I refereed for them for a few shows and then helped them get into a building here in town. And ever since then, they've pretty much been running legit shows with, you know, we can't really charge yet, or they can't, but they still run shows. They're no longer SAW. They're known as Inland Pro Wrestling and have a whole new talent roster. I mean, they're bringing in bigger names from Pacific Northwest and everything. So, I mean, SAW, I guess you could say, was my start into the official wrestling game. It's pretty much just working at the fairgrounds here in Spokane, met up with another talent who I cannot mention his name due to kayfabe, and he brought me in, and ever since then it's been history.
Nice. And it's funny that the whole reason I even am involved in wrestling, is WCW too. When I was a kid, back then it was even called Georgia Championship before it became World Championship Wrestling. I remember my first match I remember seeing was Tommy Wildfire Rich versus Hacksaw Buzz Sawyer. Blood and guts and chaos, and I was hooked immediately.
Buzz Sawyer was a heck of a talent.
Right. Sometimes I don't think he gets the respect that he deserves. He was crazy good. Crazy might be the operative word, too.
Yeah, very much so.
Now, you've got a show that you're putting on. Is it on July 23rd?
Yes, sir, I do. It's the first cage show. I guess you'd say the first time a steel cage has been used on the independent scene in Spokane. I pretty much have been listening to a lot of talents here in the Northwest who say they want to compete in a cage, they want to see a cage. And finally, I'm just like, you know what, let's see if we can make it happen. And lo and behold, we made it happen. So July 23rd, we're taking over the Emperor Room and bringing in some pretty big names in the Pacific Northwest with Sonico Luchador from Volcanica. And he's wrestled with Defy here recently, Prestige. He's also talked to me about a surprise guest that he's bringing with him that I can't mention yet. We're holding that off until Friday. We got Bat Boy, who's also coming out from Defy and PCW. From here in Spokane, we got Jay Manson and an IPW regular with Adam Reyes, who is amazing, amazing in ring. I don't know if you've checked him out, but if you haven't, I suggest it highly to look him up on YouTube because his work is absolutely amazing.
I'll definitely do that. Hey, now the show's called Hardcore Hangover. You said it's the first time in indie wrestling in Spokane that there's been a cage match.
Yes, sir.
And are you doing the entire show in a cage?
The entire show, every match will be contested inside of a steel cage.
Excellent. The main event, is that the one, the three-way Metal Mayhem match?
Yes, sir, Metal Mayhem. That will be featuring Sonico, a guest who I cannot mention yet, or a talent that I cannot mention. And then the other one is, I believe it's Viento Celestial is the other one that will be in that match.
Excellent. I think you've got J Trash Manson and what's his name, Reyes, facing off.
Yeah, Adam Reyes. Oh yeah, I've seen these guys tear each other apart through CCW and IPW, and that's an amazing story. And I just want to see it keep going.
And are you on the show?
Yes, I am.
I thought I had heard a rumor that you might be going up against Phantasma X.
Yeah, it's proven to be, I don't know if I bit off more than I can chew on this one, because the phone calls that I've gotten from her, the text messages are very, let's just put it this way, I'm kind of scared for what she's going to do to me inside that cage, but I got something that I surprised for her as well. So,
She wrestles over on the west side of the state, right? The Seattle area?
Seattle and Portland. She's actually on her way down to Oregon right now.
Nice. And you had mentioned Spokane Anarchy Wrestling earlier. That's where you got your start. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that was like?
To be honest with you, I can't say anything negative about it, because it was an experience for all of us, as we weren't just a bunch of guys. We were a family. Like, we still are to this day. There's still a bunch of us who still hang out and stuff. Everybody gives backyard wrestling a bad name, and it technically wasn't backyard, because we tried our hardest. This state has been really hard on professional wrestling over the past few years, and we were doing it by any means necessary, but we got labeled as a backyard fed because we didn't have a legit trainer and a few other reasons. But, you know, we all helped each other grow as talents. I mean, look at Jay Manson and Rook Kelly and a few other guys who started out with us and are now blowing up. You know, it's, you never know where you're going to go, but you always have to remember where you came from.
Kelly all over the Pacific Northwest scene. He wrestles a couple of promotions over there in Seattle. I've seen him down in promotions in Oregon. As usual, he's all over Spokane. Every time there's a show, he's usually right near the top of the card.
Oh, yeah, you'll see him. You'll actually be able to see him tomorrow going for the new IPW championship in a triple threat match tomorrow night at WrestleRave 11 here in Spokane.
Now, IPW is Inland Pro Wrestling, and they're kind of what SOG grew into, aren't they?
Yeah, they shut the doors on SAW at the conclusion of WrestleRave 10 last year, and took a couple of months sabbatical and came back with IPW completely rebranded. And they haven't even put a new title out or anything, because they've been building the tournament, and it's been going for months and months now, and it's finally going to come to a head tomorrow night.
You're involved at least as far as setting up that show, right? I think I saw you say things about messing with lights and audio equipment and stuff throughout the day today.
Oh yeah. I love doing the special effects stuff. Like, what some people don't see, and this is kind of breaking kayfabe a little bit, is behind the scenes, you have to have some kind of other trait for after, when your days are over as a talent or worker or whatever. My big thing is I love audio visual tech, and I love setting up lights and sound and getting the right feel for the crowd and everything. That way we give the best possible live event experience we can, on a budget, of course, because we're not Vincent Man. We don't have millions of dollars, but we will give you the best of our abilities, you know, with what we have.
Where is that show at?
Tomorrow night's show is at the Emperor Room, 25 East London Road here in Spokane.
Hey, and do you know what the card looks like? Who's on it? Any of the matches?
I do. I was actually at IPW's offices earlier today helping them carry some supplies in and doing some tests for tomorrow as far as lighting goes. Tomorrow's card, they are hosting the first Inland Pro Wrestling women's match with Sunny Days and Holly Dead taking on each other. Lance Pearson, a graduate from Lance Storm's Academy up in Canada, will be taking on Jesse Manson. Jay Manson will take on one of the hottest heels in the Pacific Northwest with Dallas McCoy. There's a weapons match, which is always fun for the fans. but not very fun for the talents, if you know, if you've ever been in one. Sergeant Max Punishment's taking on Insanity. Adam Reyes is taking on the Battle Tank Alistair. And the main event for the evening is the Inland Pro Wrestling Championship Triple Threat match with the Dynamic Brooke Kelly taking on your Canadian hero, Shane McClain, and the Black Sheep, Dave Turner.
Dave Turner is one of the best in the Pacific Northwest. I've been watching him for a couple of few years now, and he just seems to be getting bigger and bigger.
I love picking his brain. I will not lie. He's humble. He's the humblest guy you'll ever meet. And his in-ring work speaks for itself. I mean, there's really nothing that anybody can say negative about it at all. He's a really good talent, and I look forward to seeing what he does in the future.
Hey, and you kind of hooked me when you started off with Holiday. She's phenomenal. I've covered some matches for National Wrestling Alliance that she's been in. She held the international tag team titles for them down in California at Vendetta Pro. They took them over to Spokane, over to Japan, and defended them. What's the one they have over there? It's not Shine. Shine's the U.S. one. But yeah, defended the titles over in Japan. And it was her and what's her tag team partner's name? She's actually the one that's on right now. Yeah, two of them went up against a ton of teams that were men, defended the titles, and looked great in those matches, too.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I've noticed, like, a lot of the promotions, and it's not even, like, around this area, but if you notice, like, the gender-specific matches are slowly disappearing, and it's starting to, the women are giving men the run for their money. I mean, I respect every female that's in this business. And I kid you not, they can hang with every man that I've seen.
Hey, women's wrestling has come a long way, even 10 years ago, back when WWE was calling them divas and had the divas title. A lot of those women, bless their hearts, they were there because of the way they looked rather than the talent they got.
Yeah.
And it's totally gone 180 degrees lately. There's still some beautiful women, but they work their butts off in the ring.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sunny Days, I got to share a locker room with her down in Portland a few months ago. And kind of talking with her before the show was absolutely mind-blowing. Like, the tips that she gave me as a newcomer into the business was absolutely awe-inspiring. Like, I'll never forget the words that she told me. Like, she got on me. I'm not going to lie. She jumped my ass for not having some supplies to record my matches and taking notes and stuff, which I've learned and my bag has been since corrected. But she's really, really humble when it comes to helping out the newcomers in the business, and her in-ring work, her psychology and stuff is pretty good, if you ask me.
Hey, I'm actually somewhat of a fan of hers. I cover blue collar wrestling there in Portland for the NWA, and she was their ladies champ here for quite a while now. Actually had a feud with Lance Steen, intergender feud.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. A big fan
that
of hers.
She was hilarious.
Right. No, he wrestles quite a bit up there in Washington too. I've seen him up in the Seattle area. I've seen him this side of the state too, the west side of the state.
Lance Dean's a pretty regular guy here.
Yeah, he's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I mean, if Lance Dean, you see him in Portland at BCW, and then you see him here in Spokane at IPW. And it's completely different, it seems. Like, he turns it up a notch a little bit, it seems. Like, anytime that the Spokane fans eat him up, they love Lance.
What is the scene in Spokane like right now? You've got IPW. Is there one called Cascade Championship? that's over there
Cascade
at this point?
Championship Wrestling. Yes, and they are actually really good. I'm not going to lie. I actually like watching their product.
I'm not as familiar with them, but I thought I had heard they were running over that way now. Are you running as a third promotion in Spokane then with your Hardcore Hangover show?
Not technically. What I'm trying to do right now is help the scene on this side of the state, because Defy, and you have Defy, 321 Battle, Combat Pro, SCW, Northwest Pro, all those guys running over on the west side of the state, and then you have us, or you have CCW and IPW running here on the east side. And I would like to see the promotions come together and work together and hopefully make something bigger as far as, you know, not exactly combining their brands, but just working together on a show and, you know, cross-promoting and bringing in bigger names for the fans and putting on bigger and bigger events.
Hey, that'd be good for everyone, from the talent to the fans. There's some good stuff going on over on that west side of the state, where Seattle Project 42 is good. Like you said, Defy, 321 Battle. I think they're doing a show tonight, actually. If I'm not mistaken, Rook Kelly was heading in that direction for one of those promotions.
321, I believe, has Rook tonight, I believe.
That's the one I was thinking too. That's what I was thinking too. The wrestling scene on that side of the state has really kind of exploded here in the past couple of years. It seemed like a couple of years ago there were only maybe a handful of promotions throughout the state that did anything ever, and it seems like they're having shows on the west side of the state every weekend at this point. Multiple shows, two or three. It's nice to see the scene grow like that. That's kind of what your goal is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to see. Like, the only thing, and this comes from another talent from here in the area that I talk to all the time, wrestling, the goal is to keep wrestling in Spokane. That's our goal. We've always wanted it here. That's what our goal is, just to keep it here. I want to see it grow in the Pacific Northwest as a whole, but with Seattle's promoters taking over that area pretty fast, and then there's only two baby promotions on this side, unless you count the ones that are licensed, like Big League Wrestling over in Yakima or Prestige down in Hermiston, Oregon. There's really nothing on this side of the Cascades for us, so we're trying to build that scene up to where we actually get some recognition. And there's some rumor swirling that one of the promotions from the west side is on their way over here for a show later this year, but I can't really confirm nor deny that rumor. But it's kind of scary for the little promotions, but at the same time, I think it's going to help them.
Hey, it brings some of that talent from the other side of the state over there, and it makes Spokane more familiar to some of the bigger name national talents that they get brought in some of the time. The Jeff Cobbs and the people like Pentagram. What's he going now? Penta-0M?
Penta-0M, yeah.
Right? I see that they've been showing up quite a bit more often over in the Seattle and the Portland areas. It'd be nice to get that kind of talent over in Spokane.
The name that I want to see over here, and I am pushing this for it, and I will continue to send the owners of this company messages just saying, make sure this happens. Cody Rhodes is one I want to see grace Spokane with his presence.
I can't believe that every indie promotion in the universe isn't trying to get their hands on him. Ever since he left WWE, he's done nothing but phenomenal stuff in Ring of Honor and New Japan and on Impact. Doing all three of those.
I reached out and it was kind of awful. It was really like, wow. That's right after he left WWE, I tried to get in contact with his agent to get him up to the Pacific Northwest. And this is before he took off with the Bullet Club. And at that time, his request wasn't, you know, that expensive. Now there's no way I could ever afford it because it's that he's that good and he's worth every penny. I will say that.
Right. Right. I agree with that. He's been one of my favorites to watch the past year, ever since he left WWE. I love the fact that one of the first things he did was come up with that checklist that he posted online of the people he wanted to wrestle. And it was across the spectrum, people all over the place. And it seems like he's done everything he said he wanted to do. It's been a pretty impressive year
and
for him.
And then some.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the feud he's going into right now is going to be amazing to watch with Kenny Omega.
I think so, too. Kenny Omega, I think, is one of the most entertaining wrestlers out there right now. And if you can get him and Cody in a good feud and they kind of split the Bullet Club somehow there, it could be entertaining as all get out.
The one thing that I want to see is the Bullet Club versus the New Day before they do split off into that direction.
I kind of hope at some point that happens too, because it'd be entertaining. Both of those
talents,
it'd be a fun one to watch.
It wouldn't be so much of a psychological match. It would be more of a spot fest, I think.
I think so, too. I like a variety of wrestling, though. You can have a 20-minute match where it's mat work, or you can have something where it's nothing but super kicks and dives, and both of them can be very entertaining.
Yeah, that's where I catch a lot of grief. I mean, I haven't really got to show a lot of what, you know, my in-ring capabilities are as G. Anderson. I mean, I was pretty calm when I was nervous. I won't even put it out there as anything less. I was super nervous on my debut down at NWA, and I wasn't really myself. But now that I've shaken the rust off a little bit, I can't wait to show people what I'm capable of. But I will say this, you won't see a lot of technical stuff from me, but you will be entertained.
You've got a bit more of a hardcore style, don't you?
Yeah, I try to aim. I've always been an ECW fan. I won't even try to shut or play it down as anything less than marking out for ECW. But I kind of adopted some stuff from one of my favorite talents with Balls Mahoney and Bam Bam Bigelow. I kind of go between those two guys because those two guys were what I watched when I was growing up, and it's always stuck in my head. So.
And that's not a bad couple of influences to have. I was a huge Bigelow fan back in the day. He was tremendous. For a guy that big to move like he did. Right? That's the thing. That guy was a massive chunk of meat, and he nailed it beautiful. Like in his mind, I think he thought he was a cruiserweight, at least when he was on the top of those ropes.
Another thing, too, another inspiration to me, and this is actually on my bucket list to try and make happen, if there's anybody out there, any other promoters listening in any other areas of the country, especially Colorado, I am trying my hardest to make this match happen between myself and my idol, Vader.
I was watching the preview for his movie that's coming out. He's got a documentary called something along the lines of 2 years left that goes into how he's just not gonna give up. That's who he is. That's what he does. He was one of the first big talents that came to my hometown in an indie show. I saw him and Stan Hansen in the main event. Ridiculous.
You got to see pretty much wrestling royalty right there.
Yep. They came to my hometown. We got about, at that time, we probably had about 12,000 people in town. And they main evented an indie show that drew probably a couple of thousand at the high school. It was within just a few weeks of when they did the Tokyo Dome show over in New Japan. So I kind of think it was a warm-up for that show for him.
It might have been. You might have got lucky and got to see it before the disaster happened.
Right. Yeah, and it was a disaster. Those two hit hard. Man, two big men.
Yeah. And that's one of the things, like, when I started doing the wrestling thing, like, everybody makes their bucket list, like you mentioned about Cody Rhodes, the bucket list of who you want to face. I got to meet Jake the Snake last year. That helped me out so much. I'm not even going to lie about that. That was a godsend for all of us here in Spokane that got to meet him and spend time with him. I got to write that off my bucket list. The next thing that I want to write off is being able to sit down and pick Vader's brain or face him in the ring. If I was able to pick anything, that would be the one thing that I would do, is just be able to face Vader.
That would be a great goal to accomplish. Tell me about the Jake the Snake thing. I kind of recall that he was over there last year. Was he doing his stand-up over there? Is that what he did?
He did the Unspoken
Live Talking
Show?
Yeah, Unspoken Word Tour, that's what it was.
Oh, man, that was phenomenal.
I've heard that. I've seen clips. I got to believe it was entertaining. The guy's done everything in the business. How much time did you actually get with him to pick his brain? What did you learn from him?
Oh, Lord. Let's see. That day, we picked him up, me and I don't know if you're familiar with the boxing scene in this area, but Chauncey Willier,
Chauncey Wellover. Pretty well, yeah.
We picked him and his road buddy, Alex Ansel, who's now a good friend of mine, up in a party bus from their hotel, which I will not lie to you, that struck a nerve with Jake right off the bat. Like, he started laughing as soon as the doors opened because he thought we made a fat joke about Alex. But from the second he got in the bus, he just started asking questions about the guys that were there. You know, what does he have to work with? You know, how long have we been around? He was very, very much into what we had to say and wanted to help us as much as he could. But any questions we asked, he was wide open about. He did not hold anything back with us, and it was amazing. It was worth every penny we spent. And I spent we picked him up at 2:00 and we had him for like 6 hours.
I bet you heard some good stories. I would pay money to have an hour alone with him with a tape recorder.
Trust me, if I would have had a recorder on me, I would probably be in jail right now, or he would have done hunted me down and killed me.
And that's why I want to give it a shot. Yeah,
it
had to be good.
It would be
fun. There had to be some great stories there.
There's one that I can kind of touch on. It kind of goes hand in hand with some of the stuff going on in wrestling nowadays, as far as the way the gimmicks are getting over and how people are developing stuff. Like, he explained to us about the Snake. And it made sense to all of us. It's because we've been that person. Like, I won't even try to downplay the fact we live in a state that's friendly to the medical cannabis. And he explained how he got the Snake was simply by sitting down, stoned, and being like, what if I came out with a snake? And lo and behold, like 2 weeks later, he ended up coming out with a snake because that idea got tossed to somebody else. And it's like, wow. Like, that's all it took was you being high and, you know, coming up with the idea. And I won't even lie. Like, most of the stuff that I've done in wrestling, I can't even downplay, is marijuana-based. I will say this to the fullest. I am against prescription painkillers to the fullest, and agree with Rob Van Dam. If they would legalize marijuana, we wouldn't have so many dead talents right now.
Totally agree with that. And that's why you see more and more states legalizing it. I heard Nevada here recently legalized it.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing, too. It's just like I hate looking at dirt sheets and stuff so much because I never know which talent's going to be the next one, you know, to drop off, is because the past has torn so many bodies apart with prescription painkillers and steroids and stuff like that. And it's like, if they were in our day and age, all we do is read comics and smoke reefer. Like, that's it. We don't go out and try to shoot up heroin
like
or anything like that.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
We don't do anything bad.
The comic book, it's crazy how many wrestlers are into comic books. Rick Kelly's a great example. I actually met him at a Comic-Con over in Coeur d'Alene last year, and the guy's a phenomenal artist.
If you haven't seen his art, I will say it to listeners, if you haven't seen his art, hit him up and ask him to draw you a picture. He will blow your mind.
He'll do it on the spot. That's actually what he was doing at the Comic-Con, was he'd sit in there and people would come up and he would draw their picture in about 5 minutes, and it was spectacular. The guy's very talented.
He is. Him and another talent that we had for SAW, known as Xander the Screw, who is no longer able to fit in wrestling due to an accident last year. They are both, if you sit them down and give them markers and paper, they will come up with the best comic strips you've ever seen, I swear. And I wish that to see them do a book together one day, or see Rook or him, either one, branch off into that, see what they can come up with. Maybe we'll see a Pacific Northwest comic book one day, like, you know, some of the talent that we have.
I consider the fact that there's a ton of them that can do that, dude. It's really shocking how many, because I was at that Comic-Con last year where I met Rook, because I was writing for a comic book. Me and a guy I know had a partnership. He's a really good artist. I write. That's my gig. So we partnered up, did a story called The Black Books that we promoted all last year, and ran into Rook Kelly there. And we kind of knew each other from online. Went out of our way to introduce each other. I watched what he could do and was just blown away, absolutely blown away. I'm actually still doing comic books myself at this point, but I'm not an artist. I'm trying to learn at this point, but it's a talent. It's definitely
I could draw
a
you a stick figure. That's about as far as it goes for me.
I took the partnership that I had last year and I split it off into my own company called Brown Boy Gang Comics, and me and my son are doing a project right now that is a comic book to help him deal with the loss of his mother who passed there a few years ago, and to help raise money for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And it's on Facebook. It's at Brown Boy Gang Comics. We're just getting ready to publish the first issue of it online. Going to be a web comic, an internet-based comic. So I got a pretty big appreciation for the talent that someone like Rook Kelly has, where he's got a lot of other things going on, and he still blows me out of the water on artwork. The man's amazing.
The thing is, I'll tell you a little bit about Rook. This is kind of – he'll probably – kick my ass if he hears me say this. Sorry, Rip. But there's been times when we've been at training and he'll just like have an idea hit him, it seems, and he'll have a piece of paper sitting on the apron of the ring and he'll just sit there and start drawing. And a few minutes later, he's still sitting there drawing, but he'll look up and he'll be like, "How's it look?" And it's amazing. It's like, you just drew that in like 2 minutes.
Right.
It would take me all day to draw that.
That's exactly what I saw him do today. It took the guy no time to draw a picture 10 times better than it takes me a week to do. And very talented.
Yeah, and there's so many, like, so many of the guys have so many talents outside of the ring, and it's just like, wow. Like, Jay Manson's another one. If you can see his Facebook page, so much video games. Like, if you want to know anything about a video game, Nintendo, PlayStation, anything like that, he'll tell you anything you want to know. I mean, I've seen him rebuild systems.
I was going to say, didn't Saw here a couple of years back have their beginning of their show, right, was video game that somebody there created that was based off of the old NES system, I think it was. It looked phenomenal. Really well done.
That's the very, very good skilled editing from Justin Smith here in Spokane. He's the camera god. That's what we call him. He can take anything. He does video production for IPW, CCW, Northwest Pro, and Excite Fight for Rick Little's MMA promotion here in Spokane as well. He is an amazing
what
editor.
What was his name?
Justin Smith.
Justin Smith. Anyone out there that needs help, that's the fellow to go to. Maybe Justin can make some money off of us dropping his name.
Hey, trust me. If you want good quality work, go check out anything that he's done. YouTube, his work's on YouTube at HGPL11. That's HGPL11 on YouTube. All the IPW wrestling shows, CCW shows, all those are on there. You can go back all the way to the ICW.
I subscribe to that. Yeah. You did really good. Now, what's your plan for the future? What do you have coming up after you're done with Hardcore Hangover?
After Hardcore Hangover, my plans, I want to go back to the East Coast. I have some family down there that is currently sick that I want to make it down there and be able to see before the end of the year. I've been talking with a couple of promoters down in North Carolina and Virginia, trying to get on a couple shows. Utah, I've reached out to a couple of promotions down there. I'm hoping to make that trip very, very soon. I want to say you'll see me here soon competing in one of the promotions here in Spokane, but I can't really say that for sure. I just got to put in the work and hopefully you'll see me gracing an indie promotion near you soon.
Excellent. We're getting really close to the end here. I wanted to see if do word association. I got some pro wrestling things going on in the world, New Japan, Global Force, those type of things. I want to know what you think of them. IWGP United
Global
States
Force.
Tournament.
Global Force. I want to say one real quick thing. I know there's a listener who is checking out the podcast. Is actually one of the announcers for Global Force Wrestling, Cyrus Fees. He's a really good friend of mine. He'll be coming out here hopefully within the next couple of months and doing some play-by-play for us. So I just want to put that in there real quick before we go into that.
I'm kind of hoping with Global Force and Impact Wrestling becoming one now, that one of the major reasons they did that is they can take advantage of Global Force's experience touring, because that was one of the weaknesses Impact had. They were no good at that, it seems. So hopefully we see more of that.
What do you think of
New Japan with them expanding into the U.S.?
I love it. I honestly love, love, love it. I hate that me and one of my buddies were hoping to get tickets to the G1 special down in California, but they sold out in 2 minutes, so we didn't get a chance to get a ticket.
It was one of the quickest sellouts I've ever seen. It was crazy.
It made Vince's head spin, I know that.
What was that?
It made Vince's head spin.
Oh, I bet it did. I can't imagine he was happy to see a company with that much history, that much talent, and as much money behind them as they have show up on his shore. That's not a good morning.
People see more prestige in their titles than they do in anything in the U.S. anymore.
I totally agree with that. I think it should be interesting to see what they do with the new IWGP United States title that Kenny Omega won last weekend at those shows, because I've heard rumors that he's going to defend it over in the States a bit before they even come back next year. I've heard that it's going to be defended on their Japan shows. I think there's a lot of potential with that title and for that company over here in America.
The funny thing about Kenny Omega is him and Cody are one of the only two in the Bullet Club that can compete anywhere. So that IWGP title could pop up anywhere near here or in between.
That's kind of what I'm hoping.
I'm hoping
to see it kind of be on the indie circuit throughout, you know, because
who knows, maybe we'll get to see it on Defy.
Right. That's what I'm hoping. I love what Defy is doing over in Seattle. They're bringing some big names in. They're using the best talent in the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, Washington, BC. Really good shows. They've done what now? Four now? Is that what they did last week?
Four or five.
Yeah, I was thinking it was four or five too.
They
and everything I've seen is excellent.
Did you see the title they put out?
Yeah. Who won that? Wasn't it Davey Richards?
Davey Richards took that title home, which he's a local Pacific Northwest guy. I cannot be mad at that. And the partnership with CZW
is kind of like
awesome.
A hometown boy running away with it. I thought that was pretty cool.
The way he put over Leo Rush was amazing.
Right, and Leo Rush is talented in the ring. You don't see a bad Leo Rush match, never, never. I just thought it was cool that Davey Richards came back, because I remember back, I'm pretty sure it was ECCW up in BC that I saw him wrestle with for a while. And I loved him back then, and then when he blew up, I went, oh, that's cool. I didn't expect that, and despite the fact that he was phenomenal as a young guy. And so I like the fact that he's coming back and taking part in the scene back here again.
Yeah, him and his wife, and also fellow superstar Angelina Love, they are pretty much in Seattle, Tacoma area all the time now. Angelina just did a seminar with Evolve Fitness.
Right. I am looking at the clock here, Gregory, and we are running out of time. Is there anything that you want to get out there before I let you go?
Pretty much, I want to put over tomorrow's show with IPW with WrestleRave 11 here in Spokane, 25 East Lincoln Road, the Emperor Room. Doors open at 5:30. Who knows who you're going to see show up tomorrow? It's their biggest event of the year, so you never know who's going to walk out that curtain. They got a heck of a show. It's their biggest show of the year. They got several talents coming in. Cascade Championship Wrestling has the Cascade Classic coming up August 25th. Then you have, of course, my show, Hardcore Hangover, Sunday, July 23rd. It's a 21 and up event due to the fact that it will be violent. Leave your kids at home, folks.
All
those shows are
free. Be a fun one.
Yes, and IPW, Cascade, and my show. All free.
It's hard to be free. If fans can, donate some money, help those fellas out. Free shows.
We fund it out of pocket.
Pretty hard.
we fund these shows out of pocket, which is something people don't realize.
Right. You're doing a good job. Keep up the good work. I appreciate you coming on with me today. And talk to you here soon, buddy.
All right, man. I appreciate you having me on, Scott. And to everybody else out there listening, to the talent, bump safe. To the fans, keep watching and stay tuned.
Take care, Gregory. Talk to you soon.
You too, man. All right, bye.
Well, there you have it, fans. I appreciate you tuning in and listening. I want to remind you, go check out 7kmetals.com/rivalryenterprises. Gold, silver, bullion coins. You can't beat the cost they have, too. It's at cost. And do me a favor. Go check out Brown Boy Gang Comics on Facebook. I want to thank Gregory Huddle. I really appreciate him coming on being my guest today. I want to thank everyone for listening. And we will see you next time. Take care.